I'm Rona Tarrant. Pope Francis has expressed concern over the tensions in the Holy Land and the Middle East following the relocation of the US Embassy to Jerusalem. Speaking in St. Peter's Square yesterday, the Pope expressed sorrow for the 60 people killed on Monday's protests at the Gaza border and called on the international community to renew its commitment to seeking peace in the region. Earlier in the UK, Cardinal Vincent Nicholls said the fate of the people of Gaza is central to peace in the region. President Trump has formally disclosed that he reimbursed his personal lawyer more than $100,000 last year, apparently in connection with the payment of hush money to an adult film star. The disclosures released by the government ethics body do not specify the reason for the payments to Michael Cohen, who paid $130,000 to Stormy Daniels in the run-up to the 2016 election. Daniels claims she had a brief affair with Trump in 2006 while he was married. The president denies the affair. The California Catholic Conference has welcomed a May 15 ruling by a California judge that overturned the state's law allowing assisted suicide. In a statement, the conference said the law was opposed by a broad coalition of professionals and advocates and questioned why the state was embracing doctor-assisted suicide as the standard of care for people who need respect and support. The conference said it hoped the court's ruling is sustained. The Chilean bishops conclude their three-day meeting with Pope Francis today. The meeting was called to address the crisis of clerical sexual abuse in the country and the failure of church leaders to respond adequately to it. The Vatican said the Pope provided the bishops with themes for meditation on Tuesday and will have separate meetings with the bishops today. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.